Start from Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to start from Itmar, which is, if I guessed, about 17 lines to the bottom. There is, before that, there's a parenthesis, Sulayim Badukim Machusim Bezav Yisimen, right? It's brought down in Svarim that to make a Siyam and a Masechta, you have to read those words as well. So I read them. It's a Siman of what's coming up. Itmar. It's the GPS. It's telling you what you're coming ahead if you look on the wings. Itmar. Kupash and Ishtamshu by Taris Bazavizu. A box that you use Taris in one corner. Vinim to Sheretz Bazavis Acheretz. And you found the Sheretz on the other corner. And the question is, was the Sheretz there at the time that you used Taris in corner A and you found it in corner B? And it's a long Kupa. So when you used it in A, you did not see B, and therefore we don't know whether it was there or not.
Cheski
and
Hamata. I'm
sorry.
If it was there, it didn't touch it. So
how can now you know it touches the keli, the matame the keli, and the keli the matame the food? That's what Rashi told us earlier.
The box.
The box, yeah. That's what Rashi told us earlier.
Yeah, the food touches the somehow gets.
No, there's no question about the food touching the sheretz. The question is, this box is now Tameh. Was it Tameh at the time that the Taurus were in it? It's a Rashi, we had it earlier.
Nothing was moved to...
Again, it's a very simple case. We like not to complicate matters. The motto is, keep things as simple as you can without complicating. Okay. So, Zakti Gemara. Chizki Amit Tahiris. Taurus are excited as Tahiris. Chizki says that it's Tahir. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Taurus or Shaitis Tameyas. And Rabbi Yechanan says, it's Tamei. Frak the Gemara, how could Chizki say this? Laha, Aleph Bach, Shammai Behil, Moidu Bekupa the Taurus or Shaitis Tameyas. This was Hill's talking to Shammai about this very case. And Shammai and Hill did not disagree. They both held that the Kupa is Tamei, except Shammai felt a woman is not like a Kupa. That was the answer he gave. But everybody agreed to the case of Kupa that it's Tameh. That was Hill's question to Shammai. And all Shammai did was say, no, don't compare a woman to a box. And for the Gemara, he might do Shammai Behil b'kupa sheyesh lo shelayim. When does Shammai Behil argue in a box that has a bottom? Therefore, when you emptied out the Taurus, it did not automatically empty out the sheretz. Because that would have been a riot that it wasn't there. He might do keep leaking chiski Rabbi Yechanan, but kupa shein l'shalaya. It has no bottom. You're using it sideways, and when you empty out the taras, the sheretz would automatically fall out. The fact that it's there now means it didn't fall out.
Shalayim is the rim.
Shalayim is a Shalayim is a floor, a bottom. You're ahead of yourself. Meaning we learned this on Friday, so therefore you're talking. Bottom. Right. Has no bottom. So therefore, when you're using it sideways. And when you use something sideways, when you empty out, everything moves. The sheretz would have come flying out. And therefore, that's why Chizkiah says, if you see a sheretz now, it wasn't there when you used the taurus. Because then if you emptied the taurus, it would have gone out. What they're doing there? Must be it wasn't there before, it came there later. That's what Chizkiah holds.
When you use it sideways, maybe
not. Again, that's why we're looking at Gemara. It's amazing how the Gemara covers all this.
When does everybody wait that anything?
When there's a bottom.
What are we considering? The whole Kupa became
Tameh? I don't care that the Kupa became Tameh. It is Tameh. There's a sheretz there now.
So that's inside, or whatever.
It was or is?
Okay, that is now inside?
It's 100% Tameh. A sheretz is an avatoma. The keli becomes a recent l'toma. It makes the food a shady l'toma.
What's the tomorrow? I'm failing to understand the tomorrow because it has shalayim. Why does that make it?
So Rashi explains. When something has shalayim, when you empty out one part, it doesn't automatically make the other part fall out. Because you can empty it out in a way that doesn't make everything fall out.
Oh,
Whereas if it doesn't have a shalayim, you're using it sideways, and when you use it sideways, then it automatically falls out. That's what Rashi says.
Because not everything is empty.
Right.
When you have
right.
Now, so,
so that's good. This is why we're learning Gemara now. That's the next question of the Gemara. That's why we're learning this Gemara. Frag the Gemara. Ve'ela Shavayim, my time into Rabbi Yechanan. So why did Rabbi Yechanan say it's Tomei? The Chayra Chiski is right. And for the Gemara, Ve'ela Shavayim v'yesh la'ugnam. It has a rim. Right? And therefore, since it has a rim, it is Tomei. And the Gemara brings Rabbi Yechanan said Tamei. You know, I hate to do this, but you know, if you can give me 10 lines of Gemara, it would make things much better. I'm happy that everybody's thinking about the next piece of Gemara. It's wonderful, but it doesn't help because the Gemara addresses all this. Now, he takes out the Vatnan, he changes the Vatnan, and we have a Mishnah that supports Rabbi Yechanan's answer. Vatnan, Vatnan, Hamadla, sorry, meaning, not Rabbi, I'm sorry, the Mishnah doesn't support it, the translation, the explanation of the Mishnah supports it. You know what, we don't even have to say that. Let's do Rashi till now. Zog Rashi. All the way up. In my Rashi, it's all the way up. But everybody's Rashi, it's all the way up because everybody has the same print now. She yes, lo shalayim. That's how the Rashi starts. Everybody has it. Vuitzion derech hapeh. He took it out through the opening. Ukechem sheritzoya le ra'ol v'lo yatzah.
In the narrow lines?
What?
In the narrow lines?
Yes, in the narrow lines.
Up. About halfway down?
Yeah. It's a little more than halfway down. She yes, lo shalayim. Oh, you don't have the bold
Rashi. Right, but I have.
Didn't see it, it didn't go out. Chain Lashalayim. The bottom was taken off. But he can use the sides because the length, if you turn it sideways, you have a lot to use. Chain Mutala's Bekarta, when it's laying on the ground. Shuma'arai, son, who Magbiya Raisha Echad, picks up one half, Umahari. He pours it out. Now, just want to point out that even though it's a broken box, it's Mekabel Tumah. Because if it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah, it's a broken box. It can't become Tumah. And there's no question that the Sheretz touched the food. It didn't touch the food. The answer is, if you can use the box the way he's using it, then it's still a Keli. It's not a non-Keli because it doesn't have a bottom. Because you can use it sideways. And therefore, it's still a Keli. It's Mekabel Tumah. So the question becomes, did the keli become tamei and be matame the food or not? And the answer is, if it has no bottom, it would have come out with the thing, and since it didn't come out, it wasn't there. My time at Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yilohav HaHasim, B'Shastaris, HaBadavik, Medayu, had it been there with the food, it would have came out. Ugnim, Mokim HaShalayim, yes, Ugnim. What are Ugnim? Shekfufim Rosh HaNisarim, the boards are bent, to lapip them towards the inside. It's possible that this rim kept the sheretz in. Okay. Zog the Gemara, but not.
I'm completely lost. If it doesn't have a bottom, it's just a frame?
A frame with a long side that you can use the side.
So when you pick up the box, you're not picking up any of the content inside if it doesn't have
sideways.
Sideways.
Box is sitting sideways?
Yes.
Okay. And this rim, I didn't realize because it's not. Rim is bent in toward.
Well, a rim is that way. What is a rim?
I thought it usually bent on the outside.
Well, we're bent to the outside, not keeping anything in.
There is a rim that's inside. Okay.
Rims keep things inside if they're bent inside. If they're bent outside, it's not going to keep things in.
Okay. I just think of the usual barrel in everybody's head. It is shaped like this. That those boards are the rim. They form continuously from top rim to bottom rim, and they're slightly curved. That's what Rashi just said.
Okay, it makes no difference. I'm not going to sit and argue this. But it's done. We learned in the Mishnah. Hamad la'asarim d'lemayim b'zach hazeh. A guy is filling up a vat with water. He uses pails, and he goes back and he takes pail after pail, the same pail, 10 times with water, he's on number 10, and there's a sheret in the pail. Question is, was the sheret in the pail when he did number 1? Then the water became tamei, and water number 2 became tamei, and water number 3 became tamei. Or do we say, he noticed it now, he hasn't poured it into the vat yet, so the sheret entered now, and therefore all the previous water was not tamei. That's the question at hand. Is the water in the vat from the first 9 draws tamei or tahar? Zok debrai mishnah, v'nehu tamei v'kula tahirin. Number 10's water is tamei, and so is the dli. And all the rest of the water is tahar. V'yomer ishlakesh mishum Rabbi Yonai. Lo yishanu ashein lo ugnem. It's true when there's no rim. So therefore, when you poured the water out, and the sheretz would have gone out, the fact that it's still in the pail is indicative that it wasn't there times 1 through 9. Had it been there, it wouldn't be there now. But if it has a rim, it doesn't prove anything by the fact that it didn't go out the first time, or the second time, or the third time, because there's a rim that kept that sheretz out. Lema Chizkiyah Vesleid Rabbi Yonai. But Chizkiyah said the rim makes no difference by the case of the barrel on the side. So why would the rim make a difference in the case of the pails of water? This is a question of Chizkiyah. Does he argue on Rabbi Yonai's interpretation of that Mishnah? Because Chizkiyah said a rim makes no difference. So if a rim doesn't make a difference, Rabbi Yonai said, a rim does make a difference. He limits the Mishnah to a case where there's no rim. And for the Gemara, no. Ma'i sharki, periloi sharki. Water does not require that it be turned on a higher angle because it flows out easy. Therefore, it's very possible that he turned the pail on a lower angle and the sheretz got caught in the rim, even according to Chizkiyah. Whereas dry stuff requires a higher angle, and that would have gotten the sheretz out. So if this pail would have had cauliflower in it, it would not have fallen out. The sheretz would have fallen out because you would have had to pick it up at a higher angle to get the cauliflower out. I love cauliflower, because I don't eat it. That's why. So we put cauliflower to become coming. In ami, mayi le kapar alayu, peri kapar alayu. By the water, he doesn't need to pour the whole pail out. So again, he doesn't lift it at a high angle, but he doesn't care if some water stays behind. Whereas by the solid, he wants it all out. Therefore, he pours it at an angle that the sheretz would come out. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Asara Gluyim, Yud Pamim Bedli Echad, Umara Bekli Godli, pours it into a big keli. Kula Tahirim, the Mahashtu the Nafo, the Hayoshle Matzah Kaitim Shiradli, the Pam Azais, the Taychakli Tahirim. Since he didn't find it before he poured this keli into the keli, they're all tahar.
Are we not concerned with the water source?
Water source is the ground. Mechubar lekarka does not become tamei.
Even if there's a dead shrut.
Yes. Trust me, there's a million dead shrutzim in every source of water. It's mechubar lekarka. Why doesn't a mikveh become tamei when an avatomeh goes into it? I go into the mikveh, I'm making the whole water tamei. Mikveh is not mekabel tumah. Now, something dry in a pit would be mekabel tumah. Mikveh is a special halacha that reveals water, but the rice is not mekabel tumah. But I'm not getting involved in that now. We're going to learn chagiga. We'll worry about chagiga next time we get around. Yes?
Are we really talking here when we're talking about rims and the shares falling out, having been there for possibly all 9 prior pours? Are we talking about percentage probabilities here in that?
Probably.
Okay.
Probability, that is probability. Shein lo yagnim zakrashi litli. The hashta vada misa da hava hasim bezim the kamoi have enough of an adliyam amayim. There's no yagnim, it was definitely gone out. Ma'i sharki, ve'ein tarak lahapa gazli aponov. You don't have to turn it upside down, shumara. So gives you kilameimah, yagnim gvul the sheretz. Have a peri lo sharki, dry doesn't slip out. She retires in a manu hafka kula p'nei, he must have turned it over 180 degrees. Paris, they don't go out so fast. It would have dropped out with them. doesn't mind leaving water over. The Eignim can hold the Sheretz back. He wants to get it all out. He doesn't leave anything over. If there would be a Sheretz, it would not stay behind. No mikvah, forget I mentioned the word mikvah. This is when you go, no, we're not talking about a mikvah. We're talking about a barrel of water. Let's stay away from broadening the shots. He asked me a question, I gave him an answer, and the mikvah is not mekabel tumah. That's all I said. Today I'm going to a mikvah. Why would they be talking about a mikvah? The mikvah is not mekabel tumah. That's what I said. That's all I said. V'ibay yaseima. Ki maidu shame veho b'kuba sheina b'duka. When do they agree that it's Tamei, that he did not check it at the beginning? So he didn't check the whole box. It doesn't have a cheskes tara. What are they arguing about? This is an original answer. We asked a question on Rabbi Yechanan, how could you say it's tar when Shammai and Hillel agree it's Tamei? The answer is, Chizki is talking about you checked it. Since you checked it, you can assume it wasn't there. Whereas Shammai and Hillel are talking about it wasn't checked. Rabbi Yechon Bekupa Beduka. My Shavuham Bedbatka. And one says, he checked it. And therefore, since he checked it, Chazaka tells me it wasn't there. My Shavuham still the Nafal. And one doesn't want to go by Chazaka when it comes to talking about Truma and Kachim and Taurus. Because we're Machmer and we don't go by Chazaka. Frech the Gemara, Vadum Yud Isha Ktani, the Isha Bedukihi. A woman was checked because every morning and every evening she makes a Bedinka. So according to Chizkiya, why should Hillel be Machmer by a woman to make her tummy for two mentaris? It's Beduka. Just like you're not Machmer by a Kupa that's Beduka. That's what Chizkiya said, right? The Mishnah, the what they said was tummy when it wasn't checked. But a woman is checked. So the analogy between a woman and a kupa is not true, according to Chizkiya. Because according to him, a beduka is tar, even for Tarit, even for Truman Kachim. So why over there did Hillel say we're machmer? Zog de Gemara, kiva de shchicha babadil damim, shein de beduka damya. The woman's beduka is different than a sheretz beduka. Again, percentages. A woman's, when you check a box, the chances for a sheretz falling in right away are minimal. A woman checks herself. She's obviously checking herself constantly because she might bleed. Now, we're not talking about a yesh la vest. We're talking about a woman shein la vest. She doesn't have a set time. So therefore, since she doesn't have a set time, the blinker is not as strong. You can't say it doesn't establish a chazaka, which are only machmer for truman for kach and daris, but there's more room for chumrah there. I just want to say something, and I don't know if we're going to run into problems in the Gemara. I don't know. I'm not prepared well enough ahead. There is a halacha that says that if a woman doesn't have vestas before a certain day, let's say she's not regular, but she is regular that she doesn't see till day 25, meaning she sees 26 and 29 and 31 and 28 and 27 and 26. She goes back and forth, no set date. But I picked the day 95, let's say 24. She never sees before 24. So up to 24, she's considered yesh la vest. She doesn't see till 24. She has nothing to worry about. It's only once she's in the area of when she can see that she's mechuyev to make a bedika. Now, I don't know if that was true in the time of the Gemara. This is rotten halacha. I usually don't bring halacha in, but I just want to put it in the perspective that according to those shittas, which we paskin like, a woman can be considered yesh la vest even though she doesn't have a vest. And that's if the woman doesn't see till a certain amount of days, in certain halachas it's negeya, he's considered a yesh la vest.
How long does it take
to get out of that?
Establish it.
Three times. But it only takes once to get out of it. That's okay. Nothing in my right there. Vibai Tema, the Krashi, but do me the Isak Tani Mahidai over Shabbat. The Tani Mahavish Benzulazu, they wanted to know the difference between Kupa and a woman. He said, but do give me kaidim lachem, to go shakras v'arvis yibidekis, to check himself every morning and evening. I feel like he tires the kupa tamayas, the kasha lachaskiyam. The Gemara, k'shein ha-beduka damya, kupanami b'shein ha-beduka askinan. And the kupa is ain't a beduka. Right? A woman is not beduka because she sees blood on a constant often. That's why I added this piece. Because somebody will ask me, a woman sees blood once a month, why is that constant? That's why I wanted to say, take out the days that she never sees. Hill would be maskim if that's daya shaita, because it's a isha she has to vest for that day. We're dealing with the amount of days once she gets into the time that she possibly sees. And since she always has a period, pretty much, so therefore, she's it's not considered beduka. Even though she made a beduka that morning. Shama and Hill agree when it's not covered. Since it's not covered, greater chance that the sheretz fell in. Whereas, a woman, as it's not mechusa. That's what the Gemara is answering. If it would be not mechusa, that's what Chizkiya, Shama and Hill are talking about Eina mechusa. Whereas Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechon talking about mechusa. So now the question is, did it fall in when you opened it up? It's a much less chance that it fell in earlier because it was mechusa. Teretz is, you open and close it. So it closes the window of when it could have fallen in, makes it much less. And Chizkiya says, in that case, when it's a covered one, you can be meikel. And Rabbi Yechon says, even though it's covered, but you do uncover it at times, and therefore you're machmer. The Trashi. The Trashi might say, Mahavab Abduka. Oh, the Shami Behok Shayna Machusa. Upeel Amaila, it's open on top. Therefore, you can say that as soon as he stopped checking, it fell in right away. The Chizkiya be Machusa, Shemachim Etar. Frank the Gemara, Machusa, Hechinafo. If it's covered, how could it ever fall in? The Gemara, Tashmishai De Kisun. Meaning, you do open and close it. It's covered, but that's how you get things in and out. So Mamela, it's Machus on a regular basis, but it gets uncovered as needed. So therefore, that's the Machlaik.
So the Sheretz can't get in. It's a heavy cover. It's not like a shoebox.
A shoebox would keep a Sheretz out.
It's a what?
A dead Sheretz?
Well, it has to be live before
dead. That's not true. It could fall in from somebody dead. Even a live Sheretz probably won't get it. Sheretz is a small thing. It doesn't have to be a big rat. That's the Rashi. Well, let's see Rashi what he says.
Is mouse the same thing as a rat as far as Sheretz goes?
I don't know if they're eight trusim. You know what I mean? Rabbi Shutt said they're both trusim. I have no idea. I never know what these things are. There are eight trusim that are Mikame. So Rashi, an ant is not one of them.
Rats and mice are not.
I understand that. Again, I was relying on Rabbi Shutt, who might be coming back one of these days. I hope we go there before he comes back. But he said that both are the eight trusim. I have no idea who the eight trusim are. I know I read translations, but, you know, sometimes these translations just mean I don't understand them in a different language. When he wants to take things out and put it in, let's listen to the Gemara, Rashi. Since it's in there, Taris miserable, he's being careful. The kisa and he covers it. Now, after he takes the taras out, he sees daita mishmirasa. He no longer watches that box so carefully. Wasn't careful to cover it right away, so that's when it probably fell in. After he took the food out, when he uncovered it to use it, either to put things in or take them out, taras b'taycha nafal.
And the
Shami Hill
are talking about
Eina Mechusa.
How does that translate to
Anita? Let's take a look.
Okay.
That's why, again, we're not finished yet. Frag the Gemara. Vadum Yadishak. They compare the Kupa, which we now say is an open box, to a woman. Vaisha Mechusa. And a woman is considered Mechusa. Zakrashi. Why is she considered Mechusa? It's a very, very difficult thing to understand, but we'll learn Rashi. Zok Rashi, the Leinavu Badame Alma, she doesn't get it from anywhere else. It's from internal. So as far as we're concerned, nothing came from the outside. The kupa dechvasi b'machusaskinan. The analogous case of box would have been covered. So Rashi learns that even though a woman is totally different, and I'll explain why in a minute, but the maisa, a woman is not getting it from the outside. She's covered. So if you're going to make an analogy between a box and a woman, you have to use a covered box. Because an uncovered box is not analogous. Because a woman is a covered box. That's what Rashi learns. Tysus has a major problem with Rashi. Adarabba, the fact that the woman grows tumah inside means the cover is meaningless. Cover keeps outside things out. Cover doesn't keep things from developing in the box. The woman is a box that grows tumah itself. So what does Rashi mean? This is Tysus and Scotch on Rashi. How can the Gemara claim that a woman is not analogous to an open box because she happens to be covered? The cover doesn't help her because the tumah is not external. For all practical purposes, she's like an uncovered box because she has no way of keeping the tumah out. That's Tysus and Scotch on Rashi.
The blood source is not coming from anything internal, right?
So the cover doesn't help. That's Tysus and Scotch on Rashi. But we learn Rashi. And Rashi seems to think that the analogy between an uncovered box and a woman is lacking in comparison because it's a different case. One is covered and one is not covered. So how can the Gemara make the Brisa make that analogy? Tysus says, of course it can make the analogy. The covering of the woman is worthless. That's Tysus' scotch on Rashi.
Why is that
what Tysus' scotch is. So what's the Gemara's question? Gemara asks, how can you answer that Shammai and Hillel are talking about an uncovered box? They're making an analogy to a woman who's a covered box. That's the Gemara's kasha according to Rashi. And the Gemara answers, the Gemara kiva the shchicha b'adam and shei mechusadat. So you can learn that Rashi learns that's the Gemara's answer. She has blood internally. Therefore, she's considered uncovered. It's just a havamina is a very hard havamina. What do you mean a woman is covered? The answer is, she's not covered because she gets blood on a constant basis.
You learned that a covered box opens the risk for shrutas.
It doesn't.
It does. The open box does.
The open box, yes.
So she's like an open box.
That's the kasha Tysus has on Rashi. Rashi will learn that's the Gemara's answer.
Oh, I hear. Okay.
But the Havamina, according to Rashi, is very difficult. So Tysus has a different shot to Gemara, but we like to stick to Rashi. That's why I'm not even talking to Tysus' shot. Yes?
What you said earlier about the temporary meaning of this could be a partial answer to that, that a part of the month, a woman is a closed box, part of the month, a woman is an open box.
Maybe. But we're talking during the open time. Because during the previous, during the non-open time, Shitakas Dayashait, the Rehul wouldn't be Machma, nobody would be Machma. We're talking about the open time. But you are right, during the closed time, she's closed. That's the Gemara right. V'ibla Yisema, ki mai dushame behol bezavias kupa. Ki pligi chiski v'ab yechanan bezavias bias. There's a difference between the case of Hillel and Shammai, and the case of Chizki and Rabbi Yechanan. Hillel and Shammai are talking about the box is sitting in the same place. You use Taurus, came back 20 minutes later after you took it out, you see a sheretz on the other side. They're both maskim that it's tameh. Because the sheretz is there, we're machmer for Kachim and Taurus, and we say it's tameh. When is Chizki and Rabbi Yechanan arguing? The Gemara is going to explain, I'm cheating a little bit. You moved the box. The box was in location A, and the box was moved to location B. Therefore, it's a different shaila, as the Gemara will explain. Frank, the Gemara of Akupa Kamar. How could you tell me that it means a house? We're talking about a box, not a house. Right? Because the Gemara just answered, he's going to be talking about the corner of a house. In fact, the Gemara doesn't fit the word. They type Kupa. So, the Gemara of Akupa. You use the food when it was in the corner near the living room. Now you moved it closer to the den. And that's Benimtza Sheretz Vesavis Acheres. So Kiski Savar, Nu Svara. Loi Machzekinan Tumah Mimakam Lamakam. We don't say that if you find Tumah in this location, that it was there in a previous location. We don't say that Chumrah by Tumah. By Tumah, we say, don't go by where, only if it's in the same location are you Machmer. The minute you change the location and you did not notice the Tumah in the first location, they don't have this Chumrah for Kachim and Taurus. Kol HaTumas, Shloim Machzekin and Tumah Mimakam Lamakam. Rabbi Yechon and Zavar Machzekinon. So this is the last shot. That the Machloikis Kiski and Rabbi Yechon is, can you assume, since you found the Sheretz in corner B, that it was there when you had the box in corner A? Now remember, this is all Chumrah, because we're talking about a Kupa that had a Chazaka of Tara. Therefore, if you went straight with Chazaka, you would say, why assume that the food became Tameh? We always say, change the latest time. The Kupa was Tar, why should I say it's Tameh? It's Tameh now? Who says it happened earlier? Teretz is, by Kachim and Taras, we are Machmer. We are Machmer by Kachim and Taras, right? Like we're Machmer by the woman of Kachim and Taras. That was why Hill said to Shammai, you're Machmer there, why aren't you Machmer by woman? And his answer was, because a woman has no bottom, as we learned before. Now, the case of Chiski and Rabbi Yechon is a different case. Yes, had you found the Sheretz in corner A, 10 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour after you used it for Taras, we would be Machmer. We would be Machmer. That's what Shammai and Hill said. I say, okay, if you moved it to corner B, so now you want to say, like it's in corner B, it was in corner A. That Chumrah doesn't exist by Kachim and Taras. If you want to say that, you can say that. It doesn't say whether it's covered or uncovered. Rashi will say, I don't think it makes it. Yeah, it has Shalayim. Yeah, we're going away from that, Derek. It has Shalayim, and it could be uncovered. Meaning, we gave a bunch of terutzim. First Teretz we said, is it sideways? Second Teretz we said, he checked it, he didn't check. The third one he said, is mechusa, not mechusa. And the last one is, a new halacha, the Chiski is telling me, we don't move tumah from place to place. Again, we're dealing with a chumrah. If we weren't dealing with a chumrah, you could sit and ask, I say, it must be halacha l'maisim seen that, because why? What difference does it make? But it's not. It's a chumrah by Kachim and Taras. We don't do it from place to place. Dr. Rashi.
If it's not mechusa, what's the difference to move from one corner of the house to another corner?
Because we say, you're right, that's a good question. The answer is, the whole thing here is a chumrah. That's the key here. Because again, that's why I started and said that.
Yeah.
We're dealing with a chumrah. The chumrah said if you find it in the same location, so it's here, it was here before. But because it's here, it doesn't mean it was here. There's a logic to it. Things happen in that corner that don't happen in this corner.
Animals, like I said last week, animals don't know boundaries.
Again, I don't know about the animals. I know about the box where the animal is now. It wasn't here. It's there. So we worry about it over there. We don't worry about it here. In the Chumrah, again, we're all dealing with the Chumrah. By the way, as an aside, I will mention this, and I will say it once. I hope not to have to repeat this. This whole sugya that I've been learning since Daf Beis, through this whole sugya, that we're dealing with the Chumrah Drabanan of Truma and Kachim, is Taisus and Shita. Rashi doesn't say anything. It's Taisus and Shita. Many other Rishayim say that this whole thing is a biblical Gemara. That's why my Baruch Maisha told me that Daf Beis is going to take weeks in Rabbi Bressler's Kailul. It's because they go through all the other Shitas of Rishayim that are dealing with biblical things, and then it becomes very dicey, a very hard sugya. Like the Shep Shmaitz has a lot to say about it, and everybody else does, and that's what they're going to be doing. But we're learning Titus and Shita. Titus has made this sugya much easier to explain, and therefore that's how we're learning.
Isn't that first Rashi also say Shita, is that right?
Did he say it's Drabanan? Could be. Yeah, Imta Tami Trumataris, Rashi, first Rashi, you're right. Not Rashi. Mechusa, did I ready? We're up to Mechusi, the novel Badam, we'll talk about that. Bezavis Vayas, we're up to Bezavis Vayas. they're trying to give him a fire nozzle. So Tiltulu, Rashi right away, Rashi cheats also. Because when the Gemara says, oh, it's bias, the Gemara is going to ask, how can it be? Rashi already gives you the answer, because he has to explain the word. So he says, as the Gemara will explain, after they took the food out, they moved it to a different corner. We don't say that it was there before. After he brought it here is when it fell. So now we enter a whole new sugya. Are we magzik to me mimakam lamakam? Are we not magzik to me mimakam lamakam? Right? We just opened up a new sugya because Chizki had just introduced that we're not magzik to me mimakam lamakam, and Reb Yochanan said we are. So now we got to do research into that. So right, so we're leaving Kupa, we're leaving woman now. Woman is finished, Kupa is finished. Now we're entering a new sugya. Are we magzik to me mimakam lamakam or not? Zok de Gemara. Umi magzikinan. Are we machzik mitlaka lamakam? How could Reb Yochanan say that? But nan. Naga be'echad balayla. A guy was walking in the night. It was pitch black. And he touched somebody. Ve'eini yadeyim chayim meis. When he touched a person, he didn't know whether the person was alive or dead. He had no idea. There's no reason for him to think that the guy is dead. Ve'hishkim umatze meis. The next morning he sees the guy is dead. The question is, did he touch a dead person, and he's tummy mace, or did he touch a living person, and the guy died afterwards, and he didn't make him a tummy mace? Right? He's not in the room anymore. Somebody comes and tells him, oh, by the way, the guy you touched in the room is dead now. Right? So the question is he a tummy mace or not? Remeir Mitar, Remeir says he's tar, because Chazaka tells me that the guy was alive, right? People have a cheskes chai, they're alive. So why be matame the guy? Yeah, he probably touched a living person. The guy died sometime, right? So we assume he died as late as possible. The chachamim matamim. Now here come the chachamim, and they say why? So kol hatumas kishas mitziyasan. All tumas, the gabe truma and kachim, are treated like you find it. When you talk to Truma and Kachim, you don't go by the Chazaka that he was alive. You say he's dead now, he was dead then. A Chumra, Taisa says out, Davka LeKachim. Taisa says it right away. Don't get involved in Hilchas Chazaka now. This is a Chumra of Truma and Kachim. Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyasa. You find him dead? He was dead. Even though Chazaka tells me he wasn't dead, that's the Rechamim hold, right? The Tani Allah, and it says it in Brisa. This is a Mishnah. Now, this is a Mishnah in Taurus. Now, the Brisa says, Kishas Mitziyasan, Ubimaka Mitziyasan. It's only if the person is in the same location. But if the person was moved, and now the question is, was he dead in the original location? The answer is, no, even the Rechamim say. Because we say, you go by where it is, and how it is. It's Tamei now, it was Tamei in this location, not from a different location. The Chumra of Kachim Taras is only B'makam Mitziyasan, like Chizkia, not like Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Makzikinan Tamei Mimakam L'makam. Right. Zach Rashi. Yes, doctor.
Two second questions. I take it that they're sleeping outside, so there's no tumor.
No, he's out now. Who says? Why did you have a dog? You're right. He was sleeping outside.
The other is when you touch the clothes that a corpse is wearing, while the corpse is wearing it, that make you reason or shame?
Not shame, because the corpse is an avivice. You want to know whether he's an av or a reason.
No, makes the clothes a reason.
No, it makes an avatoma.
Okay. And then you become a reason. Thank you very much.
Rashi. Imakam Mitziyasan, Imatze Shachris Meis, Bais Imakam Shinagam Ebelayla. If you find the guy was Nifter in the same place we touched him at night time, Imakam Achar Meis, Tar. Below Minan, Keecha the Hacha Meis, Hasam Nami Abbe Meis, and Kaim Erishan. We don't move Tumah from place to place. So Reb Yochanan said we do, is fair from this Braisa that says we don't. Vechi Tema, Hani Mili Lisreif. Abel Litlois Talinon. So now we're introducing a new thing. There's Vadai Tuma and Safik Tuma. Maybe that Brisa meant that he's not Vadai Tamei if it's in a different location. But if it's Safik Tamei, and Rabbi Yochanan is dealing with Safik Tamei. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan says, place does not make it Vadai Tohor. It's a Safik. Whereas, if it's in the same place, we're Machmer B'Vadai. That would be a solution of how Rabbi Yochanan can reconcile himself with that Brisa. When the Brisa said it has to be in the same place, it means to be Vadai Tamei. Lisreif, to burn Truma. I will Litlois Talina. We're going to prove that that's not true. Zakrashi. Lisreif. The Loimach Zekina Tumma Vados Mimokim Lamokim. All the Brisa meant we don't assume for sure that it's Tamei. Lisreif Vavad Truma to burn Truma. I will Mitla Talina. Dari Mashma Bamokim Mitziyasim Huda Chachamim Mitamim Tumma Vadai. The Chachamim are saying it's not Vadai Tumma only in the same place. Maybe not in the same place. It's a suffix. Rabbi Yochanan Nami Litlus Kamar. And Rabbi Yochanan means suffix. But that's not true. Because of Mitalinan, is it a suffix? And we're going to bring you another Mishnah. That the Mishnah says that it's not even a suffix. But none. Mechet Shinimtsis Malaya Chaluda. You have a needle that's full of rust. Once it's full of rust, it's no longer Mekabel Tuma. Right? You have a mechet that is rusty. So at this point, it's a non-kli. It's not Mekabel Tuma. Ay, shvura. Or it's broken. Right? And now, this is a mechet that you know was Tamei Sheretz. It was a Tamei Sheretz mechet. This had been Tuma.
What, rusted?
What?
What, rusted or broke?
We don't know. Oh, it's for you. It was definitely Tamei Sheretz before it rusted or broke. And now you find it on food. And when you find it, it's rusted or broken. Now, we don't know when this mecha touched the food. Prior to rusty or broken, or post-rusty or broken. We find it in a state that it's no longer Tamei. This mecha is no longer Tamei. The Tumei goes off once it's broken or rusty.
When you're talking about the truma, were you talking about the person touched the truma, or the truma was touched by a sheretz?
Again, the sheretz touched a mechet.
What?
The sheretz touched a mechet, a needle. The needle became tame. Now you find that mechet on truma, broken or rusty. You don't know when that mechet hit truma. After it was broken, so it's not tame. Before it was broken, then it is Tamei. Mechet Shenimtzis Malaya Chaluda. Found it full of rust. Aishvura Tahira. We say the food is tar. Shekal HaTumas Kishas Mitziyasa. Because all the Tumas are like the time you found them. And therefore, we say it's tar. Now, if we're saying now that that's only... Right, we said before only that we don't say Vadai Tamei, but it's a suffix. So in this case, we should say it's suffix. So why we say it's tar? The answer is, you're not machmer unless it's the you find the Tamei. You don't find the Tamei, you're not machmer. Mamai, lema, haimi kara mechamau yasi. Why don't we say this was once a good needle? That was Mekabel Tuma, the Hashtai of the Havachaluda. And then it became rusty. So you see clearly that the answer we proposed in Rabbi Yochanan, that he holds that if it's in the same location, it's Tamei Vadai. If it's in a different location, it's Suffolk. So then it should be the same thing. You find it Tamei, it's Vadai. You find it Tar, it's a Suffolk. We don't say that. We say, you find it Tar, it's Tar. That means it's not Suffolk. And we compare time of location, time of finding, to location of finding. Just like by Shas Mitziyasan, we don't say Suffolk. So by Maka Mitziyasan, we don't say Suffolk. That's what the Gemara wants to do. Let's do Rashi. Look, Rashi. Haluda is whatever that word is in French. In English, it translates as rust. Aishvura, Aleph, what does the Bach say? Right. Amunachas al-Tabi Taras. Umakibashi Tameya. He knew that this needle was Tame. Tahirim Elotame, Tahirish and Imtis Aleim. Velayamina Shleim and Afla Aleim. We don't say it fell when it was complete, but Tumasim remained it Tame. Vakach Nishbara. Elaminan, Shura Chaluda. Kasher, he, Aga, like it is now, Nafla Aleim. Alma, Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyas and Maksakin and Luhu. You treat it as is. Right, you treat it as is. La filatliyaleka, you're not even in Suffolk. The tani tahira. Gesalgadaitach, we now think who are the nami lemakam mitziyasam. Just like by shas mitziyasam, we're never misupik. It is tame or is tar. Same thing in location. The maksakina lubatuma, we lay maksakina lubamakam achav lelitlais. We don't say it's a Suffolk. Go by where it is now. This is where it's tame, not previously. Not tame, not Suffolk, not bad. It's definitely tar. The kash of the Rabbi Yechanan, and it's very Rabbi Yechanan. Vaitnan. We have another Mishnah that tells me that you're not machmir misafik. Matzah sheretz soruf agabe hazaisim. You found a dead sheretz that's burnt. That means it's no longer metame. It's in a state of burnt, where it loses its name of dead sheretz. It is dead, but it's past dead. It's also burnt. But you can tell the form of a sheretz. This was a mouse, but it got burnt. It's no longer functional sheretz as far as tumah is concerned. And, or, v'chein matlis amahumam. You found a piece of clothing that is zavor, that is now worn out. What word am I looking at?
Tattered,
thank you. So now it's not coming anymore. And now you found it on top of Truma, on Zaytzim. Tar. Shekala Tumas Kishas Mitziyasa. Because all Tumas are like you found it. That means it's not even a Suffolk. We're considering it Madai. And the Gemara now compares Shas Mitziyasa and Makam Mitziyasa. No Suffolk allowed. So why is it Be'echel and Machmer? That's the Gemara's Kasha. You wanted to answer me that Rabbi Yechon is machmer misafik, and that when the Mishnah said we're not machmer meant vadai, well, it's not true. Because we see here that we don't care. We don't make it a suffik. We make things tahar. Rashi. Zogt Rashi, nimtza suffik. Nimtza sarif hasheretz. Matlis, talis or zav haisa. Habluya, matza bluya agab ezeisam. We found it tattered. This is how it fell. It was very tar. Alma, loy maxakina tuma mishalusha. I feel a litlice, even to make a suffix, the Tani Tahira. Who had him, Malcolm, we will continue Merchishim tomorrow.